Good afternoon. Welcome to Peace Lutheran Church. I'm Pastor Jeremy Lucky. A special welcome to those who are gathered in person for our worship service this Sunday, but also a special welcome to those who are viewing from home online with us. We're glad that you're with us here this evening or morning, whenever you're tuning in with us, and pray that this service is a blessing to you as well. You know, having children, we know that children reach that age in which they start to ask that why question. So that began with one of my daughters. She asked the question, why is there space? And I thought for a moment, and I thought I had a good explanation for that, and that was there's space. God created space so that there could be gravity, so that we could hold our position, and there was lots of design to space so that we could have a blue sky and have a wonderful place to live. That didn't work. The next why question is, why is the sky blue? And I thought about that for a while. I thought I had a good answer for that. Well, there are particles, and there's gas, and the sun hits the gas and the particles, and it just gives a blue color. Why are there particles, Dad? And I thought I gave another good explanation, and it went on, why? Today is going to be one of those times where the why questions might pop up as Jesus shares the parable of the weeds. And in this parable, there's a potential discussion about why is there evil? The reality of it is the Bible really doesn't give a great explanation for that. And it doesn't really focus on an explanation. But what it does do is it gives us an explanation of who God is and how he loves us and how he will ultimately overcome all evil. We pray that that message is a blessing for you if you are facing evil days and evil challenges in your life. Before we begin our worship, I do want to share just a few announcements. The first is just a big thank you for those who were here at church this last Thursday to put down the bark dust. Boy, my back is sore and my arms, man, I'm pretty weak. Vicar, how are you doing after that? Good? It was good. All right. We moved 10 yards of bark mulch, bark dust on Thursday. Thank you to Stanley Girls, too, for being there. And just want to say thank you for all those who participated at Peace. This week, there is another event here at Peace that's important that we want to think about and pray for throughout the week, and that is the blood drive, Friday, July 24th. All the spots have been filled, volunteers as well as donors, too. Did I get the correct date on that, Ellen?
No,
what's the date?
Thursday the 23rd.
Thursday the 23rd is the time for the blood drive, but all the spots are filled. Donors and also volunteers. And then finally, next weekend is a really special weekend here at Peace, and that is because we are giving a farewell, a goodbye to the Dollars. It will be their last weekend with us to lead us in worship and to share a message, and we're thankful for the year that they've had with us and pray for them on their journey ahead to St. Louis. It's really cold and chilly there right now, is that right? So next Sunday, just a note to our members, especially those tuning in, Sunday will be time for worship, of course at 9:30 a.m., and then at about 10:15, we're encouraging people to come by through a drive-through by church. We'll give some direction via email, and you can wave, you can honk your horn, you can stop and say, farewell and give your best wishes to the Dollars. I think that does it for our announcements. I pray you God's blessings today and that you have a clear understanding of how Jesus is on your side and will overcome all evil. We're going to go ahead and begin our worship with a time of silent meditation as we take in the hymn, Children of the Heavenly Father, verses 1, 3, and 4.